లక్ష్మి. జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారి గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరి వరధారి కుంజ విహారి గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరి వరధారి జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారి గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరి వరధారి యశోద నందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యమున తీరవన చారి శోదనందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యమున తీరవన చారి యశోదనందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యమున తీరవన చారి జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారి గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరి వరధారి హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ్ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ్ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ్ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే
శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి అంత కోటి వైష్ణవులకి హరే కృష్ణ. వెల్కమ్ టు శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. సో టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 8 టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 5. ద చాప్టర్ ఎంటైటిల్డ్ యాజ్ ప్రేయర్స్ బై క్వీన్ కుంతి. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. సాధయిత్వా జాతశత్రో సాధయిత్వా జాతశత్రో స్వం రాజ్యం కైతవేర్హృతం స్వం రాజ్యం కితవేర్హృతం ఘాతయిత్వా శతో రాజ్ఞా
ఘాతయిత్వా సతో రాజ్ఞా కుచ స్పర్శ శతాయుష కచ స్పర్శ క్షతాయుష సాధయిత్వా జాత శత్రో స్వం రాజ్యం కితవేహృతం ఘాతయిత్వా సతో రాజ్ఞా కచ స్పర్శ క్షతాయుష సాధయిత్వా జాత శత్రో సామ్రాజ్యం కృతవేహృతం ఘాతయిత్వా సతో రాజ్ఞా కచ స్పర్శ క్షతాయుషః సాధయిత్వా శతా శత్రో సామ్రాజ్యం కృతవేహృతం ఘాతయిత్వా సతో రాజ్ఞా కచ స్పర్శ క్షతాయుషః మాతాజీస్ సాధయిత్వా జతా శత్రో సామ్రాజ్యం కితవేహృతం ఘాతయిత్వా సతో రాజ్ఞా కచ స్పర్శ క్షతాయుష ఓకే వాట్ టు అ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ సాధయిత్వా హ్యావింగ్ ఎగ్జిక్యూటెడ్ అజాత శత్రో ఆఫ్ వన్ హూ హ్యాజ్ నో ఎనిమీ స్వం రాజ్యం ఓన్ కింగ్డమ్ కితవై బై ద క్లెవర్ దుర్యోధన అండ్ పార్టీ హృతం యూజర్ప్ ఘాతయిత్వా హ్యావింగ్ కిల్డ్ అసత ద అన్స్క్రూపులస్ రాజ్న ఆఫ్ ద క్వీన్స్ కచ బంచ్ ఆఫ్ హెయిర్ స్పర్శ రఫ్లీ హ్యాండిల్డ్ క్షత డిక్రీజ్డ్ ఆయుష బై ద డ్యూరేషన్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పాట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తివత్సల స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ద క్లెవర్ దుర్యోధన అండ్ హిస్ పార్టీ కన్నింగ్లీ యూజర్ప్డ్ ద కింగ్డమ్ ఆఫ్ యుధిష్ఠిర హూ హ్యాడ్ నో ఎనిమీ బై ద గ్రేస్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ద రికవరీ వాజ్ ఎగ్జిక్యూటెడ్ అండ్ ద అన్స్క్రూపులస్ కింగ్స్ హూ జాయిన్డ్ విత్ దుర్యోధన వర్ కిల్డ్ బై హిమ్ అదర్స్ ఆల్సో డైడ్ దేర్ డ్యూరేషన్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ హ్యావింగ్ డిక్రీస్డ్ ఫర్ దేర్ రఫ్ హ్యాండ్లింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద హెయిర్ ఆఫ్ క్వీన్ ద్రౌపది పర్పాట్ ఇన్ ద గ్లోరియస్ డేస్ ఆర్ బిఫోర్ ద అడ్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ ద ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ కలి ద బ్రాహ్మణస్ ద కౌస్ ద ఉమెన్ ద చిల్డ్రన్ అండ్ ద ఓల్డ్ మెన్ వర్ ప్రాపర్లీ గివెన్ ప్రొటెక్షన్ ద ప్రొటెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద బ్రాహ్మణస్ మెయింటైన్స్ ద ఇన్స్టిట్యూషన్ ఆఫ్ వర్ణ అండ్ ఆశ్రమ ద మోస్ట్ సైంటిఫిక్ కల్చర్ ఫర్ అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ spiritual life. The protection of cows maintains the most miraculous form of food, that is milk, for maintaining the finer tissues of the brain, for understanding the higher aims of life. The protection of women maintains the chastity of society, by which we can get a good generation for peace, tranquility and progress of life. The protection of children gives the human form of life its best chance to prepare the way of liberty from material bondage. Such protection of children begins from the very day of begetting a child by the purificatory process of garbhadana samskara, the beginning of pure life. The protection of the old men gives them a chance to prepare themselves for better life after death. This complete outlook is based on factors leading to successful humanity as against the civilization of polished cats and dogs. The killing of the above mentioned innocent creatures is totally forbidden because even by insulting them, one loses one's duration of life. In the age of Kali, they are not properly protected, and therefore the duration of life of the present generation has shortened considerably. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that when the women become unchaste for want of proper protection, there are unwanted children called Varna Sankara. To insult a chaste woman means to bring about disaster in the duration of life. Dushasana, a brother of Duryodhana, insulted Draupadi, an ideal chaste lady, and therefore the miscreants died untimely. These are some of the stringent laws of the Lord mentioned above. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yenam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Utapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradhayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishen Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Veenabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindhavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taru Bhesya Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Danam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namon Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, a very hearty welcome to all the devotees who are attending in the temple and also online for today's Srimad Bhagavatam class. I am extremely sorry. I was informed about this class yesterday night, late in the night. So, I am sitting here. I sincerely beg all of your blessings and permission to render this service of describing this one of the very important verse. So we'll discuss about this verse today elaborately. So before that, just a few minutes. So in the previous chapter, we have seen that Ashwatthama was very aptly punished for his mistaken activity of killing the 5 sleeping sons of Draupadi. The jewel from his forehead was removed by Arjuna and he was shaven in a different way. That is kind of insulting a honorable person is worse than death. In that way he was punished. In the last verse of the previous chapter says that having punished Ashwatthama, the 5 Pandavas along with Draupadi, Kunti, Subhadra and also Dhritarashtra, Gandhari and other Kurus who are there, the Kuru relatives, they performed the final rites of the dead relatives, the dead sons, all the Kurus. Then eventually they kind of immersed the ashes in the Ganges and then went to Ganges, took bath, offered water to the deceased person.
After completing all the rituals, they sat and then they began to lament for the death of their family members. Dhritarashtra and Gandhari lamenting for the death of their 100 sons. Draupadi lamenting for the death of her 5 sons. Drupadra lamenting for the death of her son Abhimanyu. And Pandavas are lamenting for the death of their sons and many other like that. So then Lord Krishna, taking the help of all the great sages who are also assembled there in that place, try to console Dhritarashtra, Gandhari, Yudhishthira and other Pandavas, Draupadi, Subhadra, by describing how the nature works, how the world functions, how the time acts upon different living entities. Bhuteshu kalasya gatim darshayan na pratikriyam. No one can counteract the will of the time. One need to follow the will of the time. It is the destiny, or it is the factor decided by the time that these people are supposed to die. So no one can bring them back. So like that, giving the effects of time, helping them understand the nature of this world, the sages along with Lord Krishna try to pacify the assembled Kurus and Pandavas on the bank of Ganga in Hastinapur. So now, in today's verse, the discussion goes further, wherein Srila Suta Goswami states two reasons. There are many reasons, but the two prominent reasons for the death of all the Kurus and also all those who supported Kurus. The verse says that Sadayitva Ajata Shatru. Something is missing here. Sadayitva Ajata Shatru Swam Rajyam Kitave Hritam. Bhagavatam begins with the word, in the second verse of the Bhagavatam we hear that Kaitava Dharma Projita Kaitavottar Parama Nirmasaranam Satam. Kaitava means the cheating religions, Kaitava Dharma. So Kitava is the Kauravas, by adopting cheating means, have usurped the prosperous kingdom of the Pandavas, the entire Indraprastha with all the opulences which they accumulated during the Rajasuya sacrifice. And then they dare to insult Draupadi in order to create dissension between the 5 Pandavas. What did they do? Rajna Kachasparsha. By the order of Duryodhana, Dushyasana pulled Draupadi by holding her hair and brought her to the Kuru Rajya Sabha when she was wearing only one single vastra. And they wanted to disrobe her completely. But by the causeless mercy of Lord Krishna, her honor was protected. But because of this heinous act, the Kauravas and all the supported kings who are supporting Kauravas, their life has been reduced. Kshata Ayusha, their remaining lifespan has been reduced very much, and they are all killed in the battle of Kurukshetra. So these are the two prominent reasons for the death of all the Kauravas and their supporting kings in the battle of Kurukshetra. So taking the support of this particular incident of insulting Draupadi, so Prabhupada writes in the purport one important aspect of human civilization, and that is, in the glorious days or before the advent of Kali, that means in the Satyayuga, in the Treta Yuga, in the Dwapara Yuga, these 5 people were given complete protection. Who are they? The Brahmanas, the cows, the women, the children and the old men. All these 5 are given complete protection. That was the civilization. That was the norms of the civilization. And so Prabhupada gives 5 points why these 5 are supposed to be protected. So before discussing why these 5 are supposed to be protected, just we will discuss some examples. When one of these five are not protected, what happened in the past? What happened in the previous 3 ages? When it comes to the protection of Brahmanas and cows go together. We will discuss about the reason why they go together later on when we come to the protection of those people. We see in the Bhagavatam, in the Ramayana, in the Mahabharata, various instances when Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu came to power. Eventually, when Lord Varaha killed Hiranyaksha, in order to avenge the death of his younger brother, Hiranyakashipu ordered all his entire army, go and search out wherever the Brahmanas are reciting Vedic mantras and performing yajnas. Destroy all the yajnas, kill all the Brahmanas and kill all the cows, which are the integral part of performance of yajna. The same order was also given by Ravana, when Ravana came to power. So like that, any Asura king comes into power, the first thing they do is disruption of Brahmanical culture and the performance of yajna and cow protection. Eventually they are destroyed. Sometimes there was some problem, inconvenience for the Brahmanas and the cows, but when they took shelter of the Supreme Lord, Lord appeared in various incarnations and destroyed all the demons. And when it comes to the woman, Ramayana and Mahabharat is all about protecting the chastity of women. Ravana, who is after enjoying every woman he comes across, is known for that. And eventually his atrocities gone to the extent that he wanted to enjoy the very source of material nature, that is Mother Sita, who is non-different from Mother Lakshmi or expansion of the Chit Shakti of Lord, Supreme Lord, Srimati Radharani. So, he was destroyed for that. Here in Mahabharata we see, Duryodhana wanted to have Draupadi as his. He actually says in that Kuru Sabha, during that gambling match, he says that, come and sit on my thigh. He shows his thigh. That is the time when Bhima took the vow that I will kill you by breaking your thigh only. So, insulting women leads to the destruction of that person. Ramayana Mahabharata is the quiet example of that. Even if you see the Mahabharata, Pandavas would not have waged war against Kauravas if the gambling match stopped with the looting Pandavas only. The Mahabharata war happened only for the reason of protecting the honor of Draupadi. If Kauravas did not insulted Draupadi by bringing her to the assembly, the Mahabharata battle would not happen. Because from the very beginning of the Pandavas' life, they were always going through all the such kind of atrocities. Bhima was given poison and such kind of, so many things are happening. Every time Pandavas were forgiving. But this is too much to forgive. So, Mahabharata and Ramayana is a vivid example of insulting the honor of a woman. And then, children. Bhagavatam 7th canto is all about that only. Prahlad Maharaj, an innocent child. His father, Hiranyakashipu, for a simple reason, that Prahlad is worshipping Lord Vishnu. Hiranyakashipu tried hundreds of means to kill Prahlad. But eventually, Hiranyakashipu himself got killed because of his wrong attempts of killing an innocent child. Even another example, we cannot quote this, but we can see the lesson. Little before, in the 4th canto of Bhagavatam, Suruchi, on one fine day, when Uttanapada was sitting on his simhasan, Uttama was seated on one lap, and Dhruva was trying to sit on the other lap, because he thought that, okay, it's my father, my brother is sitting here, let me also sit. And Suruchi told, you cannot sit, because you are not being born from my womb. You are being born from the womb of Suniti, who is not at all liked by the king. If at all you want to sit on the lap of your father, you die and take birth from my womb. Then only you will sit. You can sit on the lap of your father. As a result of these sharp words, eventually Lord Vishnu himself tells to Dhruva that later on one day Uttama will go on hunting. In that hunting excursion, he will come across a yaksha. He will be killed by that yaksha. And hearing that, his mother will go searching after that son. And she will enter deep into the forest, and there will be a forest fire, and she will be killed in that forest fire. So, it's like that. So, taking care of children also very much required. And finally, old men. Sorry, I did not remember any Puranic example, but we can take reference from the very close nearby holy place, Pandharpur. Pundalik, his name, initially did not take care of his parents very nicely. Eventually got a big disease, because of which no one came to him, no one kind of looked after him. He went through immense suffering. When he understood his mistake, when he begged forgiveness from his parents, eventually his disease got cured. And then he understood the importance of serving the parents. And that serving the parents went into a great extent. Even the Supreme Lord came to give darshan to him. And he told, please wait, I'll come out. And then Lord said that, where I will stand? I mean, I don't have anything to stand here. Then he kind of gave a brick. Lord was standing on that eat. That's why he is called as Vittal. This is what I heard when I went to Pandharpur. So that went to that extent. So, of course, in the Ramayana we can hear about Shravana Kumar, who was keeping mother and father on the balanced kind of thing and carrying them wherever he would go. He was taking care of them very nicely. So, we can see such kind of examples. So, here. So, the importance of the protecting of these five people is seen from these examples. So, Prabhupada writes point by point why and how they should be protected. So, taking reference from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, we'll try to see these five examples so that we can understand the importance of protecting them. So, the first one Prabhupada talks about, the protection of the Brahmanas maintains the institution of Varna and Ashrama, the most scientific culture for attainment of spiritual life. So, Brahmanas are the teachers of the society. They teach one and all how and why one should practice the Varnashrama culture according to one's Varna and Ashrama. So, Brahmanas by nature, they are supposed to become the gurus or teachers for the entire society. So, the Vedic literatures talk about one verse. Who is a Brahmana? Janmane Jayate Shudra. Samskaret Bhavet Dvija. By birth, just by being born in Brahmana's family, one cannot be called as a Brahmana. By birth, one is treated as Shudra. But by performing samskaras, samskaret bhavet dvija, one attains the qualification for twice born order. So we have four varnas, brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. Other than the shudras, the other three category of people are recommended to follow the 16 purificatory rites. Starting with Garbhadana Samskara. Before the conception of the child, the parents are supposed to go through Garbhadana Samskara. Eventually, when the child is there in the womb of the mother, there are so many other samskaras are followed. Samskaras such as Simantonayana, Pumshavana Samskara, and then at the time of birth, there is Jatakarma Samskara. Later on, we'll see. Yudhishthira Maharaj performs Jatakarma Samskara for Parikshit Maharaj when he takes birth in the 12th chapter. And then after Jatakarma Samskara, there is Namakarana Samskara around 21 days. And then there is Uttana Samskara around 3 months when the child turns around first time. And then at 6 months, there is Annaprasana Samskara, the first grains are given to the child. And then eventually by the end of the year, there is Shikamundana Samskara, the hair is being cut at the end of the 1 year. And then there is a Samskara putting a hole in the ears. And then eventually, at the age around 3 to 4 or something like that, Aksharabhyasa Samskara, the preliminary teaching of the words, letters, etc. Eventually, when they come to 6 to 8 years of old, there is Upanayana Samskara. So, with Upanayana Samskara, the children born in the family of Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas are qualified to go to Gurukul. So this is called Dvija. Samskaret Bhavet Dvija. Now they are called as twice born and then they can go to Gurukul. Where Guru properly initiates them and teaches them all the Vedas and teaches them according to their occupation. Basically, for the Brahmanas, more Vedic literatures. For the Kshatriyas, Vedic literatures plus the archery, for the Vaishyas, Vedic literature plus trading, etc., etc.
according to their occupation. All these are taught. So in the Gurukul, there are so many samskaras like a snatakostav, like completion of the education, receiving certificate, offering Guru Dakshana. Then they come home. Some of the students might stay in the Gurukul, they continue life as Naishthik Brahmacharis, but most of them come home. Then there is Vivaha Samskara. So with Vivaha Samskara, the responsibility of the parents completes. The responsibility of growing up the children lies upon the parents and the teacher till the education gets completed and the Vivaha is done. After Vivaha, the parents retire, the newly married couple will take the responsibilities of the family. And there is only one samskara remains, that is called Antyashti, which will happen after their death, which is performed by their children. But for molding a person's life in the proper order, the samskaras are performed. The major role is played by the parents and the guru. The guru is Brahmana. So this indicates the Brahman, importance of Brahmana in one's life. The role of Brahmana in one's life. The Brahmanas who teach about Varnashrama system to the student when they go to Gurukul. How do they lead life? How they are supposed to lead their entire life? That is taught in the Gurukul by the spiritual master. So, this is the importance of a guru in one's life. Of course, we are discussing from the traditional Vedic culture point of view. Of course, we have in our tradition Shiksha Guru, Disha Guru. We take their guidance throughout the life. Of course, they will also have guru in the rest of their life. But the initial formative years, the guru plays a very important role. Teaching them about the Vedic, from the Vedic literature, what is supposed to be known, what is not supposed to be done, etc., etc. As we see in the Bhagavad Gita, what is this? In the chapter 16, the last but one verse. Yes, Shastra Vidhi Mudrujya Vartate Kama Karata. Nasa Siddhim Avapnoti Na Sukham Na Paramgatim. If a person does not go to Gurukul and does not study properly, but instead performs the activities within their life according to their whimsical nature, disregarding the scriptural injunctions, yes, Shastra Vidhi Mudrujya Vartate Kama Karata. Following their mind dictates, the dictates of their mind, if they perform activities on their own, nasa siddhim, they do not get the expected results of their activities. The first result is, they don't get the expected results of their activity. Na sukham, why people perform activities? To get happiness. No sukham, they don't get happiness, because there are no results, no happiness. And na param gatim, by at the end of this life, they do not become qualified to go back home back to Godhead. That will not be possible. Therefore, my dear Arjuna, tasma shastra pramanante karya karya vivasito. Therefore, my dear Arjuna, make shastra as your ultimate pramana, as your guiding principle, because shastra talks about what to do, what not to do. Karya akarya. Tasma shastra pramanante karya karya vivasito. Jnatva shastra vidhanoktam. Understanding what to do, what not to do properly. Karma kartum yarasi. My dear Arjuna, perform your varnasam duties with complete dedication. That brings you the expected results to you. So that is taught by Guru in the Gurukul. So a Brahmana plays a pivotal role in the life of a student. That's why Brahmana is supposed to be protected. In the Bhagavatam, it says that the Kshatriyas generally take care of the entire country, men or country people, but not the Brahmanas. Brahmanas never under the subjugation or under the supervision of Kshatriyas. Because Brahmana themselves know what is right, what is not right. If at all they make mistakes, they correct themselves. They don't need any Kshatriya, any king supposed to govern them. Because Brahmanas know what is right, what is wrong, they can teach others. So we'll continue the same sloka. Janmane jayate shudra samskaret bhaved vija. Veda pata abhyasayet vipra. By studying Vedic literature, they become vipra. They are qualified to perform all the samskaras. But the most important quality of a Brahmana who can become guru is Brahma janati iti Brahmana. He should know about the nature and qualities and attributes of the absolute truth. Brahma janati brahmana. Unless until a person, Brahmin in Brahminical family, having gone to Gurukul, unless until he understands about the true nature of absolute truth, he cannot be called as Brahmana. Otherwise, if you have learned Vedic literatures and you can perform all the Vedic rituals, you can be called as Vipra only. If a person is supposed to be called as a Brahmana, he should know about absolute truth in the proper order. That's why that kind of Brahmana is visited by so many students to learn about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, as it is said in Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, the students approach a guru in order to understand the true nature of the Supreme Lord. Because he knows, he can teach. If he does not know, how can he teach? If he himself does not know, how can a guru teach? Tad viddi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninas tattva darshana. Because he himself knows tattva about the Supreme Lord, about the absolute truth. He has seen tattva darshana. He has already seen about it. He has understood and realized. So he can teach it to the students. That's why the students approach a bona fide Brahmana, accepting him as guru, to understand the nature of absolute truth. So this is the role of a Brahmana who knows the nature of absolute truth in the life of a student. That's why Brahmanas are supposed to be protected by giving all the necessary requirements for the Brahmana. The principal occupations of a Brahmana are Yajan, Yachan, Patan, Patan, Dana, Parigraha. Yajan, Yajan. They perform Yajna for their daily routine and they also perform Yajna on behalf of Kshatriyas, on behalf of the king. Patan, Patan, they study the Veda, they teach Vedas. Dana, Parigraha, they take charity, they give charity. Out of these six, the Kshatriyas are supposed to do five, except to the sixth one, that is Parigraha. The Kshatriyas are never supposed to take charity, but they are supposed to give charity always. The Brahmanas are always supposed to be provided all the necessary requirements by the Kshatriyas, so that the Brahmanas are well taken care, they can teach freely for everyone. When the Brahmanas' properties are usurped by the kings, the kings are destroyed. We have seen the examples in the Bhagavatam. We can see the examples in the Bhagavatam. The one is Kartavir Arjuna, when he wanted to take away the cow of Jamadagni. Lord Parashuram killed Kartavir Arjuna, his sons and all the Kshatriya lineage whose heart is contaminated with such kind of ill motives. And other example also we can see that, of course it is not example, but we can see the similar kind of thing happened between Vishwamitra and Vasishta. Vishwamitra previously was king. He wanted to have the cow of Vasishta. So there also such kind of things happened. So Brahmanas need to be protected always. If Brahmanas are protected, they can teach freely, they can teach properly to the Kshatriyas, who can establish proper governance throughout the kingdom. If Brahmanas cannot teach, how can Kshatriyas can establish Varnashrama culture all over? How can Kshatriyas protect Varnashrama culture all over? Even this is one of the important theme of 8th canto. The 7th canto, last 5 chapters, talks about Varnashrama system. What is Varnashrama system? What are the duties of Brahmana, Kshatriyas, Vaishya, Shudras, Brahmachari, Gurastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi? And how and why they should be protected, the theme of 8th canto. 8th canto talks about Manvantara. The Manu and the Manuputras, the first king and the subsequent kings, their main responsibility is to protect Varnashram system in the kingdom so that people in general can practice their sadhana, bhakti, can go back home back to Godhead. Unless until Brahmanas teaches, how can Kshatriyas can protect it? So Brahmanas play a very important role. And then comes the protection of cows. So here Prabhupada actually talks about an interesting fact. The protection of cows maintain the most miraculous form of food, that is milk, for maintaining the finer tissues of the brain, for understanding the higher aims of life. The first thing comes from the cows is cow milk, which protects the finer tissues of human brain, with which the human brain remains in sattvic nature and can focus more on Vedic culture and spiritual progress, etc. And the other aspect of cow is, it is by cow products only a yajna can be performed. Without the assistance of cow products, the yajna cannot be accomplished. For yajna, we need milk, we need curd, we need ghee, we need butter, and we need cow dung paddies. We also need cow urine. All these different things are required for the purpose of performing yajna. Without cow, one cannot do. And coming to the point which Prabhupada states here, milk. Bhagavatam gives you one interesting understanding while introducing Sukadeva Goswami. When a few chapters before, in the fourth chapter, Sukadeva Goswami introduced as Sago Dohana Matramhi Griheshu Guruha Medinam Avyakshito Mahabhaga Tirthi Gurvan Tadashmam Sa Go Dohana Matramhi Griheshu Guruha Medinam. So one interesting point is mentioned here. We see different living entities among human beings, among mammals, among birds and etc. etc. And those beings which sustain on milk, living entities such as human beings, all the variety of animals, if you see, the offspring, the child need the milk of mother, which is produced by two hands, the two nipples. Any living entity, you see, they give birth to one child. The human beings, the mothers give birth to one child. Their milk is provided by the mother. And other living entities which have more nipples, they give birth to multiple children simultaneously. The requirement of the milk is taken care of simultaneously. For example, this is not a good example, but this is what we see in the villages. A pig will have multiple nipples and the pig produces multiple children. And all of them have milk simultaneously. But only in the case of cow, even goat only has two nipples and give birth to one child generally. In the case of cow, it will have four nipples but gives only one child. Because out of the four, two are meant for the calf, two are meant for the human being. Sa go dohana matramhi. Generally the cow keeper, the cowherd man, supposed to take out the milk from the two hens only, not the four. The other two are meant for the calf. Sukadeva Goswami would stay at the house of a householder only for the time required to milk the milk from the two hens. Sago dohana matrami griheshu gruha medinam. And then he would go away, taking some milk, accepting some milk in charity. So cows play a very important role. The child may take mother's milk for the first year. For the remaining 99 years, if at all they live for 100 years, they drink the milk of a cow. Or buffalo, which also has four humps. Without cow, we cannot sustain. So kindly understand the importance of cow protection. Our mother will nourish our body for 1 year. But cow nourishes our body for the remaining 99 years. By providing her milk, curd, butter, buttermilk, ghee, cow urine, cow dung. Without cow dung, in Vedic tradition there is no cooking. Cooking used to be done by cow dung paddies. And also wood. And yajna is performed by wood and cow dung paddies. So, this is the role of a cow in the life of a human being. And then, the protection of women maintains the chastity of society by which we can get a good generation of peace, tranquility and progress of life. So, here, the importance of protecting a woman is being indicated. I would like to refer a few verses from the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where Arjuna talks about this important aspect of protection of women. So starting from verse number 38 onwards, Arjuna says, Katam na jneyam asmabhir papat asman nivartitum kulakshaya krutam dosham prapashyadbhir janardana. He says that by killing all the warriors who are assembled in the battlefield, the most of them are elders of the family, most of them are the responsible persons in the family. That means most of them are like fathers or uncles and the others are like husbands for the women. If they are all killed, what will happen? Kulakshaye pranashanti kuladharma sanatana. If the elders are killed, kuladharma is destroyed. If the young men are killed, dharma nashte kulam krishnam adharmo abhibhavatruta. The elders are killed, kuladharma is destroyed, the dharma family traditions are destroyed, the families, the direction to the family order is lost. They go in, adharma will become prominent. When adharma becomes prominent, when there is no husband to protect the wife, what will happen? Adharmat abhibhavat krishna pradushyanti kulashriya. Shrishu dushtashu varshanaya jayate varna sankara. When the fathers or uncles or father-in-laws and husbands are killed, there is no one to protect the woman. When the women are not protected, they are exploited by other men. As a result of that, there will be the birth of varna sankara. The women are supposed to be well protected in order to produce proper children. So from that point of view, it is said, if varna sankara comes, what is the problem? Sankaro naraka yaiva kula jnanam kulastacha patanti pitroi yesham lupta pindodaka kriya. If the varna sankara children comes forth, the family tradition is lost. One important activity of the family tradition is offering shraddha to the forefathers, as a result of which the forefathers will fall from heaven or pitruloka, they will go to hell. And by not performing the shraddha ceremonies, the sons themselves will go to hell. The previous generations have gone to hell, the current generations will go to hell, the future generations also will go to hell. Everyone will go to hell. This is only because of the woman is not protected. If the woman is protected, there will be the birth of proper children. So otherwise, the entire family tradition will be out of order. The family culture is out of order. What we can very much see now. So it is like that. So actually, I would like to state a couple of points in connection to this. In the Vedic culture, it is so important that the woman accept the husband as her life, as the Supreme Lord himself. And she would dedicated to the service of her husband for the entire life. Even when the husband, after completing all the responsibilities, when he takes on to renunciation, the wife accompanies in the Vanaprastha order. Especially in the Bhagavatam, we see such examples in the category of Kshatriyas. When the husband dies, the wife enters into the fire of the husband. Because she does not stay anymore without the absence of her husband in this world. We see the examples of Pandu. When Pandu died, there is a clash between Kunti and Madri. I will enter fire, I will enter fire. Eventually, Madri entered fire. And fourth canto, we see when Prithu Maharaj left his body, Archi prepared a funeral pyre and entered into the fire. Same fourth canto says that in the Ajamil Puranjana pastime, when Maladeja died, the Vaidarbhi prepares a fire, enters into fire and gives her life. Even Bhagavatam 11th canto, we see that when Krishna, Balram, all these wind up their pastimes, the eight principal queens of Lord Krishna entered fire. It is said in the Bhagavatam 11th canto. And Balrama's wife Revati also entered into the fire. And just hearing the word that Krishna left, Krishna, his wife, Krishna left his father Vasudev and his wife Devaki, they left their life. But Vasudev had many other lives. All of them entered into the fire of, funeral fire of Vasudev. The wives cannot stay if the husband leaves. Their life is with husband. That is called sati. The only in one condition the wife can stay back. That is, if they have the child in the womb or in their presence who are not yet married. Kunti did not enter fire because the five Pandavas are not yet married. In the previous chapter also we have seen that Draupadi says that Krupi did not enter fire because Ashwatthama is still alive. And Ashwatthama is not yet married. So only when the children are young, the mother stays back. Otherwise, no mother stays behind. When the husband dies, they enter into the fire and go back. That's how the chastity is maintained in the Vedic tradition. So, of course, it is not that the women are forcibly thrown into the fire, but this shows the surrender of the wife toward the husband. So from that point of view, I'm trying to narrate all these examples. So then, and the fourth, the protection of the children gives the human form of life its best chance to prepare the way of liberty from the material bondage. We discussed about it in the relation to Brahmana. That children are protected by performing all the samskara, starting with Garbhadana samskara. And eventually they were sent to Gurukul, so that they will be given proper education, what to do, what not to do in their entire life, with which they can lead a proper life and can go back home back to Godhead at the end of this human life. And finally, the fifth one is, the protection of the old men gives them a chance to prepare themselves for better life after death. The children, when they are born, they are taken care by the parents very nicely. Then they were sent to Gurukul. They study. They come home, get married, enter into family order, perform all the responsibilities following the instructions of the Guru. And they also beget children. And they get send their children to Gurukul. When the children comes back from the Gurukul, they are supposed to get them married, then give all the responsibilities to the newly married couple. And then they are supposed to retire. At that time when they retired from the family responsibilities, the children supposed to provide all the facilities so that the aged parents can practice their spiritual life 100%. Now the responsibility dawns upon the children, because the children were taken care very nicely till the time of marriage by the parents and spiritual masters, and now they are supposed to provide all the facilities for the aged parents so that they can practice spiritual life properly, so that this will be the last life for them. So this is how the old couple is supposed to be given all the facilities to practice spiritual life in all means. Bhagavatam says, Daya sarva bhuteshu santushta yena kenava sarvendriyopa shantyacha tushyati ashu janardana. So if we go backward, how one can please the Lord very easily? Tushyati ashu janardana. Sarvendriyopa shantyacha. When a person goes to Gurukul as a student of the Gurukul, supposed to control all the senses with their boss intelligence, with their super boss mind in complete control, then they can study the Vedas nicely, so that they can implement their teachings of the Vedas in their life properly. And after completing Gurukul education, when they come home, when they become Grihasthas, they need to follow the next line. Santushta yena kenava. Whatever comes according to the will of the destiny, they are supposed to be satisfied. If they aspire for more and more, their time goes into that. Santushta yena kenava. In regards to this, Prahlad Maharaj talks to his friends while he was studying in the Gurukul of Chanda and Amarka. He says that, Sukham aindriyakam daitya deha yogena dehitam sarvatra labhyate daivat sarvatra labhyate daivat dukkam ayatnata yata dukkam ayatnata. He says that the people endeavor to get the happiness of the senses. Sukham aindriyakam daitya. My dear sons of the asuras, people in this world, they are aspiring for indriya sukha, which is actually available for everyone according to their previous karma under the supervision of daiva. Karmana daiva netrena. Based on one's previous karma, one gets whatever happiness one is supposed to get. Just like one gets misery without any hard work. Yata dukkha mayatnata. Without working hard, one gets dukkha as it is. Just like one gets dukkha, similarly one gets happiness, whatever is written according to their karma. Sarvatra labhyate daivad, under the supervision of the devatas. So then Prahlad Maharaj says that, tasmat na prayaso kartavyo yata ayu vyaya param na tata vindate kshemam mukunda charana bhujam. Therefore, my dear friends, do not endeavor to get indriya sukha. Tasmat na prayaso kartavya. Do not make kartavya the life's ambition to get sense gratification, sensory happiness. Why? This will deplete the most important thing in your life. Yata ayu vyaya param. the param, the most supreme, most important thing in one's human life is time. But that time is depleted when one endeavors for indriya sukha, which is not meant for one. Whatever is supposed to come, it comes on its own because of the previous karma. If one is endeavoring for more and more indriya sukha, one simply loses the time only. Instead, one should endeavor for Mukunda Charanam Bojam, worship of Lord Mukunda's lotus feet. Because this activity gives that kind of happiness which cannot be obtained by any other activity. Na vindate kshem, tata na vindate kshemam. Whatever results this activity does give cannot be obtained by other material activities. So therefore, endeavor for this. Do not endeavor for indriya sukha. So, santushta yena kenava. A person as a grihastha is supposed to be satisfied with whatever one has. And then, with that mentality, one can develop detachment very quickly. Then one can enter into renounced order, where one is supposed to do daya sarvabhuteshu. As a vanaprastha or sannyasi, one is supposed to travel everywhere and preach Krishna consciousness to one and all. That is the principal activity of a renounced person. That is the activity of the old men. The old couple is supposed to be provided all the facilities so that they can do this activity. Distributing the mercy of the Supreme Lord to one and all. By which their life becomes successful and the life of others becomes successful. So what more one can anticipate? So there are the various reasons we can see that all these people are supposed to be protected. So finally, we'll conclude with one important aspect. How one can attain the perfection of life. So, in the Bhagavatam, it is said that Tevai vidanti atitaranchita devamayam Srishudra una sabara apipapa jiva Yadi adbhuta krama parayana shila shiksha Tiriyak jano kim uta shruta dharanaye. Even animals can attain perfection by taking shelter of the devotees who have surrendered their life to serve the Supreme Lord. And not only animals, the other people from the background of Sri Shudra, Huna, Shabara, Apipapa, Jiva, etc. All of them can be delivered by taking shelter of pure devotees who have dedicated their life to Supreme Lord. Then what to speak of the human beings who can hear from Guru, understand, practice and teach others? How easily they can attain perfection? Very easily. Even animals can attain perfection by taking shelter of a guru, then why not human beings who can hear, understand, practice and preach? So that indicates that one should take shelter of guru and learn what is supposed to be done, what is not supposed to be done, and follow it and teach it to the next generation. So when one does, what will happen to that person? Pibantiye bhagavata atmana satam katamrutam shravana putesh samrutam punantite vishaya vidushitashayam vrajanti tacharana saroruhankitam. When a person takes shelter of a guru and hears bhagavatam, how? Pibanti. Just like a person drinks water by making anjali of both the cupped hands, one drinks water. Similarly, one should make both the ears of the cupped hands and drink the nectar of Krishna Katha. Pibantiye bhagavata atmana satam katamrutam shravana putesh samrutam. One should hear Bhagavat Katha by making two ears of the cupped hands and drinking like the water. Then what happens? Punantite vishaya vidushitashayam. The heart, having all the material ambitions, is purified of all the misgivings. Then, this is only side effect. The main result is Vrajanti Tatcharana Saroru Hankitam. One gets shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the most anticipated result. That is the aspiration a human being should have. Eventually, one should become an eternal associate at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. With this purpose, the Supreme Lord sends all the Vedas, which are taught by all the teachers who are sent by the Guru. Still, the Supreme Lord himself comes in various avatars. Mother Kunti later in the same chapter says that భవేస్మిన్ క్లిశ్యమానాం అవిద్యా కామకర్మభి శ్రవణ స్మరణార్హాణి కరిష్యన్ ఇతి కేచన. మై డియర్ లార్డ్, అకార్డింగ్ టు అదర్స్ యూ అపియర్ ఫర్ వేరియస్ రీజన్స్, బట్ అకార్డింగ్ టు మీ యూ అపియర్ ఫర్ దిస్ రీజన్. ఫర్ వాట్ రీజన్? ద పీపుల్ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ ఫర్గెట్ఫుల్నెస్, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఫర్గెట్ఫుల్నెస్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ ట్రూ ఐడెంటిటీ, దే హావ్ బికమ్ అకస్టమ్ టు మెటీరియల్ డిజైర్స్. యాజ్ అ రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ దే పర్ఫార్మ్ సిన్ఫుల్ యాక్టివిటీస్. అల్టిమేట్లీ దే ఆర్ పుట్ ఇన్ టు పర్పెచువల్ మిజరీ, గోయింగ్ త్రూ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్టర్ లైఫ్. ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు డెలివర్ దెమ్, యూ అపియర్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ వేరియస్ అవతారాస్, పర్ఫార్మ్ వండర్ఫుల్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్, సో దట్ ద పీపుల్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ హ్యావ్ సమ్ సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ టు హియర్. శ్రవణ. వై దే షుడ్ హియర్? స్మరణ. సో దట్ దే కెన్ డూ కంటెంప్లేషన్ అపాన్ దోస్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్. వై దే ఆర్ సపోజ్ టు డూ స్మరణ? అంత కాలేశ మామేవ స్మరణ్ ముక్త్వ కలేవరం సా ప్రయత సమద్భావం నాస్తి అత్ర సంశయ. ఇట్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ వన్ రిమెంబర్స్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ డెత్, అంతే నారాయణ స్మృతి. లార్డ్ సేస్ యూ విల్ కమ్ టు మీ వితౌట్ ఎనీ డౌట్, ఫర్ విచ్ వన్ నీడ్ టు నో అబౌట్ ఇట్. జన్మ కర్మ చమే దివ్యం ఏవం యో వేతి తత్వత తక్వా దేహ పునర్జన్మ నైతి మామేతి. సో అర్జున, వన్ నీడ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ అబౌట్ లార్డ్స్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ బర్త్ అండ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఫర్ విచ్ ద లార్డ్ సపోజ్ టు అపియర్ అండ్ పర్ఫార్మ్ యాక్టివిటీస్. వెన్ లార్డ్ అపియర్స్ అండ్ పర్ఫార్మ్స్ యాక్టివిటీస్, దేర్ ఈస్ సంథింగ్ కాల్డ్ బర్త్, దేర్ ఈస్ సంథింగ్ కాల్డ్ యాక్టివిటీస్, దేర్ ఈస్ సంథింగ్ కాల్డ్ రామాయణ మహాభారత్ భాగవతం, సో దట్ వీ కెన్ హియర్, సో దట్ వీ కెన్ సింగ్, సో దట్ వీ కెన్ కంటెంప్లేట్ అపాన్ ఇట్, బై విచ్ వన్ కెన్ గో బ్యాక్ హోమ్ బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్ ఇట్. దెన్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ సేస్ దట్ వీతరాగ భయ క్రోధ మన్మయామా ఉపాసిత భావో జ్ఞాన తపస పూత మద్భావమాగత. లార్డ్ కృష్ణ సేస్ ఇన్ ద భగవద్గీత నెక్స్ట్ వర్స్, గివింగ్ అప్ అటాచ్మెంట్ యాంగర్ రాగ అండ్ ఫియర్ ద మెనీ గ్రేట్స్ ఇన్ ద పార్ట్ దే హావ్ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ ద ఆస్టరిటీ ఆఫ్ ట్రైయింగ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ద బర్త్ అండ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ ఇన్ ట్రూ పర్స్పెక్టివ్ దే హావ్ కమ్ టు మీ భావో జ్ఞాన తపస పూత మద్భావం ఆగత. This one word, this one line is very important. Jnana tapasa. Every person, whoever is born in this material world, they are supposed to undertake this austerity of trying to understand the true nature of Lord's birth and activities. Then only they have become qualified to go back home, back to Godhead. This much tapasya one need to do. Otherwise, one remains here. So what is the result of doing this much tapasya? Jnana tapasa. That is said by Mother Kunti in the next verse. శృణ్వంతి గాయంతి గృణంతి అధిక్ష్ణశ స్మరంతి నందంతి తవేహితం జన తయేవ పశ్యంతి అచిరేణ తావకం భవ ప్రవాహో పరమం పదాంబుజం. షీ సేస్ దట్ శృణ్వంతి దోస్ యూ హియర్ అబౌట్ లార్డ్స్ బర్త్ అండ్ యాక్టివిటీస్, గాయంతి దోస్ యూ సింగ్ అబౌట్ ద బర్త్ అండ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్, గృణంతి దోస్ యూ స్పీక్ అబౌట్ లార్డ్స్ బర్త్ అండ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ టు అదర్స్, అధిక్ష్ణశ దోస్ యూ provide facilities for others to speak and hear, and smaranti those who remember contemplate upon them, tave hitam jana abhikshana tave hitam jana for the benefit of others, those who make facilities for the krishna katha to happen, matlab somebody to speak, someone else to hear, what will happen to that person? Multiple things: hearing, singing, speaking, remembering, making arrangements for the hearing and speaking. What will happen? Ta eva pashyanti achirena tavakam padambujam. Very soon they will get to see your lotus feet in the spiritual world, not here. They will go back, come back to Godhead and get to see your lotus feet and get to serve your lotus feet. By the way, bhava pravaha uparamam. The repeated cycle of transmigration will be stopped. One will come out of the cycle of birth and death, janma mrutyu jara vyadhi, and one will go back home back to Godhead. If this is the purpose of life, this can be attained by protecting the five people: the brahmanas, the cows, the women, the children, the old men. Brahmanas are supposed to be protected because they are teachers. Cows are supposed to be protected because brahmanas perform yajna, which is meant for the well-being of the entire population, and then cows will give co-products which nourishes the entire life out of 199 years, and then the mother need to be protected because the child birth happens in a proper way. Then child supposed to be sent to Gurukul so that he can study nicely. After Gurukul he comes home, gets married and follows proper life order, then takes on renunciation, vanaprasa sannyasa, then he should be provided all the facilities so that he can become ready to go back home back to Godhead by practicing and teaching the teachings of Bhagavatam to one and all. So this is what we can learn from this verse. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Ram, 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 Ram. Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna.